The news of a suit over solitary confinement won praise from Gay Gardner, who speaks for a group called Interfaith Action for Human Rights. She claims some of those in solitary are there for the wrong reasons.
We've learned about men who have ended up spending years and years in solitary confinement based on their original crime.
Others, she says, are there because the Department of Corrections says they're in danger inside a prison.
There are people who need protection, but there should be ways to provide that without confining them to a closet-sized cell for 23 hours a day.
The United Nations, she says, calls on countries not to isolate people for more than 2 weeks.
Studies show permanent changes in brain chemistry after as little as 15 consecutive days.
Virginia's only limit involves people with serious mental illness. They can't be kept in solitary for more than 28 days. And because of their disability, Gardner says those prisoners may not be able to do what the prison demands to stay out of restrictive housing. I'm Sandy Houseman.